Thank you. The recordings are started. All lines are open. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. Today's PDP call on Thursday, the 22nd of September. We have Jeff Newman, Alex Gakuru, Alan Greenberg, David Maher, Paul Diaz. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Margie Milam, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And apologies today noted from James Bladel, Avery Doria, and Wolf Ulrich. If I could also please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Gisela. Everyone, welcome to the call. I will note that our attendance is a little bit lighter than normal, but I think we can make some good progress, and hopefully, I'll knock on wood, this will be our last call before the Dakar meeting. And so just to kind of go over the schedule and our activities, the intent is to finalize the final report by next we need to submit it to the council by Wednesday the 28th in order to make the next council meeting October 6th. The goal is to get it on the council agenda on October 6th with the full understanding that it would be deferred until Dakar. But we'd all really like a final resolution to all of this and send it to the board at the Dakar meeting, and would not like it to go into November, which is why we want to submit it for the October 6th meeting. In order to do that, we need a final comment on the final report and the final public comment tool by no later than the end of this weekend. So Sunday, I was going to say close of business, but technically there is no business on Sunday. So by the end of your day on Sunday, we'd like all comments to the final report. To date, we have not gotten any comments yet, but I know everyone's been incredibly busy with a lot of stuff going on this week. With that said, I think what we're going to do during this call is just go over some of the areas that Marika has flagged for us to discuss in the final report, although we decided on directionally on almost everything in the public comment tool. Marika wants us to kind of review some of the areas, or should I say some of the language in those areas. Any questions on schedule going forward? Okay, seeing none, Marika, why don't you lead us to the first area in the final report, which is up on Adobe.
Right, so so if you look at the Adobe Connect, and for those who are not on Adobe, the document is also posted on the wiki. I'll just quickly run through, I think, the main changes. It's fairly straightforward as the changes are highlighted in track changes. So maybe the first question is, I've called this the updated final report. I don't know if anyone has any other suggestions on what might be better, or if a different term is required, but I thought that would reflect well that this is a you know, we had already a final report, but this is an updated version of that.
Alan?
Yeah, I'm fine with the title. I have one overarching comment to make. I think we need to create a summary of the changes we're making, and whether it's in a document or simply sent to council, I don't care. But I think we sort of need to, on a probably only one page, identify the substantive changes that we've made, so that people who have read it before, and we like to presume most councillors have, don't have to go over it again in any detail. So I understand redlining gives you the same equivalent, but it's 155 pages, and I think a one-page summary or whatever number of pages would be useful. That's it.
Thanks, Alan. I think it's a good suggestion. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I mean, of course, some of those are already highlighted as well in the public comment review tool. So, I mean, it shouldn't be too hard actually to pull the changes that we have there in the last column out and put that in a one page. And I think those are probably almost everything is covered in that one. I can now check.
Yeah, I think there's only about three substantive changes plus the change of the percentages and adding or removing council where necessary.
Right. I think that's good. And Marika, if we can have it done by the 28th, that's great, but it's not required. If we could just have it before the council meeting, that would be helpful because, again, I fully expect, and in fact, I may, if no one else made the motion to defer, I may defer it to Dakar just because I just want to make sure all the groups have a chance to review it early before we vote on sending it to the board. So, you know, the sooner we can have it, the better, but I don't think that summary is essential for Wednesday.
Right. So this is Marika, so continuing on the change in the executive summary, then there are other changes apart from, you know, reflecting that's an updated final report and changing the percentage to the fraction as the work team agreed. And moving on to the section 2, the approach taken and proposed recommendations, there has been some language added there just to reflect that we had the public comment period on the final report and provide a link there to the public comment review tool. So just to clarify here the process and you know where this where this report stands now. You see here a couple of changes as well as we discussed to change GNSO Council to GNSO where appropriate. I checked and it's actually the GNSO operating rules and not GNSO Council operating rules as I think we referred to several times. So updated that language. And recommendation 6, there is the
Marika.
It's
Alan. I agree the report, the manual is called the GNSO operating manual. Is it really, though? I thought it's only a council manual because the governance and how the individual parts of the GNSO work are documented in their own documents. I'm just curious. It's not something we can change.
Yeah, I think you're possibly right on that one. I don't exactly know why it was called GNSO instead of
okay,
GNSO.
Okay, so all we're doing is making it in line with the title. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, I do have some other comments on the same issue later on, but let's go on.
Okay. So then, in recommendation 6, I've added language there that you know, we would look at whether we should update staff manager to ICANN staff where appropriate, and I think that comes back later on in the Annex A.
Right.
Again, in recommendation 14, I've removed their council because it's probably the GNSO as a whole that we need to reevaluate the need for a fast-track procedure. It doesn't necessarily need to be the council, but it could also be a stakeholder group that raises that issue to a council level.
Yeah, it's Alan. That's one of the ones I question because, yes, the input may come from, everything the GNSO does presumably is based on deliberations of the various components. But isn't that a GNSO decision to review or not review and to take action or not to take action?
Well, we could also also avoid the whole issue by just saying the PDP work team recommends that the need for a fast-track procedure be reevaluated and just leave it kind of ambiguous as to you know what I'm saying? We could just
We could, but I have the same issue on a number of other occurrences that when it's talking about an action that GNSO Council has to take, I would have thought it should be GNSO. I don't want to make a big fuss about this, to be honest, because I the world will unfold as it should regardless of what words we use. But, my inclination is when it's talking about something that the Council will have to act on, it's the Council that's doing it, even though it's doing it based on things that happen in the rest of the GNSO. So, I don't want to make a big fuss over it, but, that's the measure that I would have used in deciding whether the council is used or not. In this case, I don't particularly care. Again, the world will unfold as it should regardless of the words we use.
So what do you want to do, Marika, on this one? Do you want to genericize it or?
Ms. Marika, I'm as you prefer, I'm happy to put it back to Genius of Council, leave it as is, or make it more general. As Alan said, I don't think it's a really big deal here. Indeed, it will need to be decided by the GNSO Council whether to take action or not. But as said, the reason why I changed it here was more that I took it here as it could be broader as well, that it could be a stakeholder group or constituency that brings this this issue up. But either way is fine by me.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the camp of I think it's okay here to say GNSO because I think I'm on the side of Marika that I think it's usually going to be raised by the stakeholders.
I'm happy with it.
Okay.
So then moving on to Recommendation 15, removal of voting, as we discussed, and it automatically removes as well the footnote that was links to that.
So should it be there to add language to codify the current practice of any council member?
Yeah, I was going to point that out.
Yep.
It was true before also, we just didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll update that. Then going further down, Recommendation 23, that's again a change that we agreed upon based on the review of the public comments. So it adds or changes to any new working group methods or groups must contain each of the mandatory elements. Recommendation 29, again, a change here that was following review of public comments, removing the word different. Recommendation 37, removing voting. And actually, we don't have an S here behind members, so it's fine here.
Yep.
Then the next one is recommendation 40. Again, language added based on review of the public comments. And here, again, I think it's a GNSO and not GNSO Council. I guess it's a similar one as we discussed before.
Alan, do you have a thought on this one? I think it's fine here, too.
Yeah, this is another one of the ones I flagged. But, you know, as I said, I we're doing this in response to the registry request. I didn't think it was a big issue to begin with, and I don't think it is now either. And in any case, making it more general never hurts.
Okay.
That is moving on then to recommendation 42. There again, I removed there the council word, because I think the staff would inform the GNSO as a whole, and people would be able to provide comments either through a public comment period or through their representatives on the GNSO council. Same on 44. Again, noting that it would be the GNSO as a whole developing such guidelines, even though it probably is the GNSO Council that would approve them in the end. Then recommendation 47. Here's the changing of the percentages with the fraction. And I've added there a sentence to note that we recommend the consistent use of either a percentage or fraction when referring to voting thresholds to explain why we've made that change. And I've added a new recommendation 48 to reflect the discussion we had on simplifying the section 3.9 of Article 10. I think it was a comment as well from the registry stakeholder group where we discovered as well it was basically a repetition of a certain sentence, and it makes sense to delete that, and in order to keep track of that, I thought it would make more sense to add it as a separate recommendation so that we don't lose track of that one.
Sounds good. Okay. Any comments on that?
No, I'm happy.
Okay.
So moving on then, again, the correction to the title of GNSO operating procedures on page 26, and then we move into section 3, the overarching issues. You'll see there on page 27, language added to reflect that, you know, this section basically reflects the discussions of the work team on these issues, but that not all result into recommendations for the new Annex A or PDP manual. And I've highlighted as well, because I think on each of the issues where there are specific recommendations, we've linked those back to those in section 2. And you'll see here as well that for each of the issues, I've tried to highlight where this issue can be found back, whether it's in the bylaws or in the manual.
Do we define those B's and M's somewhere? I presume we do.
Yes.
But, okay.
Yes, they're actually defined, I think, in section 2 where we do that, but
yeah,
I'm happy to repeat that.
I guess so, but I didn't have the energy to look.
I think we do, but I can, you know, include a footnote so it's clear what it means. So then in the section one here on the timing, what I've done is basically update the language to reflect what we actually have in the bylaws and manual, because I think on some of the issues we didn't check back on the different recommendations and resulted in some inconsistent language. So I've just basically looked back on the different items and updated that accordingly. Alan? Okay.
Yeah, I it's not an issue that I really want to change necessarily, but in reading it, I found the for any reason redundant, and I found the precise the wording precise rationale just a bit of overkill. I don't remember what the history is of why we put those in, but I'm just noting that I don't feel particularly strong they need to be changed.
Yeah, I was kind of going to say one of the things. I think we can get rid of precise before rationale, and I would keep the for any reason in there.
Yeah. Okay. No. With taking out precise, it becomes less important. But yes.
The other thing in that section, I think we need to say final issue report before each time we say issue report, because I don't want it to be confused with a preliminary or whatever we called the first one, draft or. Preliminary.
Yeah, and if we're removing precise, then we need to make sure it gets taken out in all occurrences.
Yep. Okay, I'll make sure to check that, because indeed it refers back to recommendation 15, so
yeah.
And I think that it comes back again as well in the manual probably, so I'll make sure to do that. So delete precise and add final to issue report.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Okay.
So here I think here again the precise rationale on page 30, the consideration of the final report. I guess there I should then also take out the precise.
Yeah.
Recommendation 37.
No, we're in the section consideration of final report.
Correct.
Okay. I think that first sentence is exactly the opposite of what we in fact discussed last week. It says GNSO is strongly encouraged to consider the recommendation at the next meeting. And I think what we said is we encourage the GNSO to not put the motion on the table if there has not been sufficient time for the stakeholder groups to really look at things. So I'm not sure we need to encourage them not to, but maybe we just need to be silent on it, but encouraging the GNSO to put the motion, if it's been on the table for more than 8 days, is exactly the opposite, I think, of what we said we expect the GNSO to do in this new enlightened age.
Yeah, I think it almost sounds like we're kind of saying, it's almost like we're discouraging a deferment.
Well, no, what we're discouraging there is that the person who's proposing the motion and the GNSO Council in general says, hey, we need time to digest this. You know, this is the motion we're going to be putting when we put it, like we've done with a number of statements in the recent past. And you know, to mull it over and consider it before we actually force the issue by calling the statement, you know, which then may trigger a deferment, of course. And last week when we had the discussion, we said we expect the GNSO to ensure that there is reasonable time, so we're not encouraging a deferment for every single motion that ever comes to council.
How do we change this then? So we changed it from what it said initially.
I mean, am I remembering this wrong?
I think you're right. I think what we discussed is we want to make sure, and what the registries had said in their comments, is that there's enough time for the community to consider the motion, and the final report, right? That there's enough time to do that, and the registries had proposed adding like 30 days or something, which we decided not to do, but we did agree that there should be enough time for everyone to consider it, and if you're saying you're strongly encouraged,
I'm not sure I have the presence of mind to try to wordsmith this on the fly here, but I think what we were saying last time is the GNSO is encouraged to allow sufficient time for stakeholder group deliberations.
Yeah, I would. I would
prior to the motion being put on the table.
Right, and then you would say, and Paul had said, "Well, this just dropping the first sentence completely get us where we want." I think it. I don't know if it fully gets us there because you do need something to say. Absent, you know, if there is enough time to consider, and there are motions that, you know, conceivably there's enough time without ever deferring it. You know, we do want to consider it at the next meeting.
Well, yes, but it's a judgment call. I mean, some motions one doesn't need. You know, we still need the 8 days because that's in the GNSO Council rules or the GNSO rules, but we don't necessarily need time for huge deliberations. So that rule is simply there saying we shouldn't be surprising councillors the day of the meeting with a new motion. Fine.
Yeah. So, all I was commenting, Alan, is if you remove the first sentence.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I'm not sure where does the first sentence end?
Oh, it ends at before it says, if the final report is forwarded to the GNSO Council within 8 days, 8 calendar days. So we need something to say if it's forwarded to the Council more than 8 days or 8 or more days before or immediately preceding the next GNSO Council meeting, the Council should consider, whatever it is, and we should just make that statement. Does that make sense, Marika? But we do want the kind of judgment, not judgment, the statement that Alan made about, you know, GNSO Council is...
I think this one is a strongly encouraged, is strongly encouraged to ensure that enough, that stakeholder groups have sufficient time to consider an issue prior to the motion being put on the table.
Or to consider the final report and motion prior to...
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is for the final report, so we can be specific. Yeah.
This is Marika. I'm not seeing the real problem in it as it is currently worded, because we're just saying to consider the recommendation in the final report. We're not saying we want you to take a vote at the meeting. We're just saying we want you to consider it, which, from my perspective, also includes a discussion or a deliberation on it or a kind of path forward on how to act on it, because it doesn't mean... Just because a final report is submitted doesn't always mean that it immediately goes together with a motion. Sometimes that does happen, but not always.
But we're using the word consideration later in reference to the deferring. So the implication is that it's the discussion and the vote we are deferring.
So I think if we added something that, like Alan has said, I think that addresses the registry concern from their comments too. It's basically so I kind of like the way that Alan had said it. If we started out that way, say the GNSO Council is strongly encouraged to allow sufficient time for the GNSO community to consider all recommendations within the final report prior to...
To consider the final report.
Or to consider the final report, right. And then you could say, if the final report is forwarded to the council at least 8 days prior to the GNSO Council meeting, the GNSO Council... Oh, jeez, I don't know. We've got to just rework that. Hard to do on the fly. Does that make sense, Marika?
Yeah, that makes sense, but it doesn't really make sense anymore with the first sentence, because basically what we're saying is that... Because basically what it says in the operating rules is that if a report is submitted and a motion is submitted 8 days before a meeting, it's going to be on the agenda.
Yeah.
So we're mixing a little bit, saying, well, if it's more than 8 days, we still want to encourage enough time. So I don't know if we're just mixing up things here I don't really know how to fix this here. So if anyone can send some wording, I'm happy to include that.
Yeah, it's Alan. I think the problem is we added this whole section to make sure that the GNSO did not defer unreasonably consideration of a final report from a PDP working group. You know, we're saying that they can't postpone it for months and months. They must look at it in a timely manner. that was why we started the section. Along the way in our discussions, perhaps triggered by the registry comments, we said, yes, but considering it too quickly is not good either. So we're really trying to address two different and opposing things in this same disclaim in the same edict.
I think
that's the problem we're having. I think it perhaps needs to be crafted from scratch, understanding there are these two different issues.
Well, this is Jeff. I actually look at it a little bit differently.
Okay.
Yes, we're keeping the rule is if it's within 8 days or if it's more than 8 days, it should be on the agenda for the next council meeting. But we're saying that just because that's the kind of minimum or the floor, we're saying that, you know, we don't want everyone to really wait till only 8 days. We really want enough time for the community to consider it, even though we do have that rule in there. So I don't see it as conflicting. I see it as, you know, we're saying, yes, we still have this 8-day rule, but please, everyone, you know, give enough time. Don't just rush through a final report and meet the minimum time frame that you have to have it in by.
Isn't the rule that we're actually trying to formulate here, and I'm doing this on the fly, so forgive me, that the GNSO must consider a motion on the final report within two council meetings, and it can then be deferred one more? I mean, typically, stakeholder groups have a several-week cycle in their meetings. So I think we're saying the motion should be considered no later than the second meeting after the report is presented to council. And then the one deferral still kicks in. They're not saying it can't be considered the first one, but it shouldn't be considered any later than the second one, possibly deferred. I think that's what the common sense thing that we were saying translates to when we actually start counting meetings.
Sorry, now you just confused me.
Well, we're saying that if the report is only presented to the GNSO within a couple of weeks, even 2 weeks ahead of time, it's probably not sufficient for due deliberation, including from the stakeholder groups, for those that direct their counselors. So demanding that it be done at the next meeting, I think, is unreasonable. But deferring, but that the council doesn't attempt to address the issue later than the second meeting is also unreasonable. So it should address it within two meetings of the report being presented.
Yeah, I don't want to say it like that because that's way too confusing.
Yeah, well, as I said, I think that's what it translates to. What the words are, we say, I'm not sure.
All right, so what, let's see, I'm just looking at the old way it said. We start with the old language and just added the sentence that you had talked about at the beginning of this discussion. Would that solve the issue?
Can you say that again?
All right, so look at the deleted language.
Yeah, okay.
If before that language, so if we inserted that language back in, and I can't remember what other issues were with that language, so maybe Marika can help point that out. But if we just said that, and before that, before this language, so we added the sentence that you said, started at the beginning saying, the GNSO Council is strongly encouraged to ensure that, what do we say? To ensure that enough time is...
that counselors and their supporting organizations, or whatever the words are we use for that...
Yeah, have enough time
have,
to consider...
Sufficient time for due deliberation.
Or something like that, and then you have just the old language.
But the next sentence reverses that. It says if it's submitted more than 8 days, which is not enough time for due deliberation, you should consider it anyway.
Well, it may be enough time.
Well, maybe, but typically, you know, how many stakeholder groups can do that, can turn something around in 8 days?
Some.
They can if the meetings happen to coincide perfectly, but...
Well, I mean, the way it's not necessarily a conflict. So what we're saying is 8 days may be enough, and so, you know, you say notwithstanding the above, you know, the council shall consider... Unless it's deferred, the council shall consider it, is what we're saying.
Okay, but I think that is exactly the opposite of the tack that we've taken recently, certainly on PEDNR, and even on the IRTP one, that we've said, let's toss something out to start talking about it prior to actually formally considering the motion. And those are both PDPs, so those are subject to the rules we're putting here. And we said, you know, that it is goodness to talk about it for a while first before actually formally putting the motion. Shall is a pretty prescriptive verb.
Well, if you say may, then they may not.
As I said, I think we have two conflicting things. We don't want these issues to be deferred forever, but we do want due consideration.
Anyone else? Paul? David? Alex?
If it's just me, I'll leave the words. I'm just an observer on these games, but...
Paul?
Thanks, Jeff. Hey, I totally understand where we've been going with this. And in truth, I'm probably as confused as anybody in terms of what we're proposing to put in and whatnot. I mean, I do think it's a very important point to try and to make clear, because you are, as Alan said, we're trying to get two key thoughts addressed here. You know, the importance of flexibility, the importance of not dragging things out. And maybe it's we're just trying to jam too much into one statement. So I mean, I'm sure we can wordsmith and Marika will work her magic and whatnot. I support what Alan's trying to do. I don't think that this is a, you know, arguing about angels dancing on the head of a pin. It is a very important point to make. But because it is, we're going to have to be clear, and quite honestly, as I'm listening here, I'm kind of getting spun around, and I'm not sure if you know, the issues that we are trying to address, if we're clearly getting to them with a, you know, God, how many words are in, if we're putting back in the deleted text, are we going to be able to get to what people need, the key takeaway, if it's a 500-word paragraph?
Yeah, Alex, yeah. I think, like Marika did in an earlier section where she created a new section, we could probably try to split the two schools of thought, maybe have one that emphasizes the previous part and then another section that does that, because if within us we are already having a problem understanding internally within the work team, then I get a feeling that it would confuse the readers more. So if maybe that would be a way to resolve it, I think it might be more... might be clearer for us and even for subsequent readers. My two cents. Thanks.
Thanks, Alex. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I still think that we're mixing up the motions and the final report. And I'm just wondering whether instead of consider, if we put there, is encouraged to discuss the recommendations within the final report. Because in its essence, the motions are... controlled by what is in the GENISO operating procedures, that there, you know, if it's 8 days, it needs to be, you know, it will be on the agenda, it can be deferred. So I'm wondering if there's just an easier way around, and, you know, I don't think it's too difficult to insert somewhere, and I don't know if we might come to that in the manual, because we did discuss indeed ensuring sufficient time to consider and deliberate. So I think that maybe I already included something in the manual on that, but I'm just wondering if you know, to make things really simple here, instead of we could just change consider to discuss to really make clear that we don't expect the council to vote on a final report at the next meeting, but that indeed, if it's within before 8 days, they should at least discuss it. And if it's not within 8 days, they can defer to the next meeting and then put in somewhere else the notion that there should be sufficient time to review motions. And thinking about it, I think we included a motion on draft motions before actually formally putting that. I think that does come back somewhere later in the report.
Alan, what do you think of that?
Well, I can accept that if the information is all presented somewhere that's understandable. But on thinking about this, I don't think this is that complex. I think we're making three statements, and if we make them in sequence, I don't think they're confusing. Number one, the GNSO or GNSO Council, whatever, should allow sufficient time for stakeholder and counselor deliberations prior to a motion to accept the report being put on the table. That's number one. Number two, that notwithstanding, the GNSO shall or should, whichever we prefer, formally consider a report no later than the second meeting after it's presented. And third, if we need to add it at all, the standard one meeting deferral is allowed. I don't think that's confusing.
Okay. What does everyone else think about that? I'm good to go with that.
It's clear. I like that, I think, yeah.
Marika?
But I would prefer if Alan then circulates that language on the mailing list, as there are quite a few people that we don't have on the call, just to make sure that they're happy with that as well. Because
okay.
It wouldn't need to then be changed in several parts of the report, because it would be changed in this recommendation, also in the manual, of course.
Okay, it's 10:09. I'll check the transcript and try to give you the words. I won't pretend I can remember them.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. All right, let's move on.
So basically the one here, the consideration by the ICANN board, page 30 to 31, that basically reflects as well the updated language that's, I think, now in the bylaws.
Right.
Then the next change is on page 33, again, an addition here based on a review of the public comments. Page 34, changing.
One second, on 33, I have a comment, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. In item 2, just before line 797, I think we decided that back should be removed. The implication is it was originally in English, and it probably wasn't.
Right. Is that where it
is? Removing back, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know we discussed it. Maybe we discussed it in relation to some other word somewhere, but we did discuss that, and someone pointed out that back didn't make sense.
Okay. I've noted that. Then on to page 34, changes here are just reflecting the change from fractions to or from percentages to fractions. Page 36, same thing. This was page 35. Page 36, removed here the council in this sentence where it seemed appropriate that it would be the GNSO as a whole that would be looking at prioritization. Then again, another change from percentage to fraction. The next changes are on page 38, and those reflect again what we have discussed as part of the public comment period. They keep clarifying issues we didn't make recommendations.
I have a comment on lines 948 to 51, and I'm trying to decipher my comment. Or can you not consider? I'm not quite sure what it means, the new sentence.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's needed. I know what it means. It just means that we though we're making a recommendation to the board, it's not really up to us to dictate what the board has to do.
Well, Jeff, it is up to us if we're suggesting bylaw rules.
Well, right. So,
if we're talking about a bylaw, something in the bylaws, that is where the board gets its direction from.
You know, so I agree that within the context of this paragraph, J, I don't think that sentence is actually appropriate. I think what we say there is we discussed whether the board should be able to pick and choose recommendations, and most agree that the board should only be able to adopt or reject the council as recommendations as a whole, as a policy that is supposed to be done at the SO level, not by the board, period.
Yeah.
I would not add that last sentence at all.
The sentence was added in response of a registry comment because they wondered why that wasn't written into the bylaws or in the manual, and we discussed that maybe it would be good to clarify that, although we discussed it, we didn't translate this into a recommendation because we didn't feel that we want to write this into the bylaws, and that's why that sentence came from.
I'm a little bit confused. If you go back to the interminable discussions we've had over the new GTLDs, there was always a belief in the GNSO, and I believe in the board, that the board could not change recommendations from the GNSO on policy. And certainly it's true on consensus policies, that the board can either rubber stamp, you know, ratify what the GNSO adopts, or can send it back, but it cannot unilaterally change. That's always been taken as written, carved in stone. Why are we suddenly here saying that it's not a rule?
But we're not talking about changing recommendations. You're just talking about whether they can, you know, pick certain ones and not
pick
others.
But that's the same.
Yes, I think here, Marika, I think we just take out the sentence, and in the public comment tool, you know, we could say that we're not rewriting the bylaws as they apply to the board, but our recommendation is still what it is, right? It is that this is what the board should do. We can't mandate anything on the board.
That's what that sentence is trying to say, that we can't mandate anything, but that we'd say that if the GNSO Council feels very strongly about that, they could include that message when they submit the report to the board and basically highlight there. I think like certain working groups do as well, that these recommendations are closely interlinked and cannot be separated.
I think we're giving the board more latitude than we should in this case. This is not a PDP. They can pick and choose these. And if we suggest bylaw words that says they cannot, on a PDP, pick and choose, they can refuse to implement that. This is not a PDP. But on a PDP, I think what we should be targeting for is that what the GNSO ratifies, or what the GNSO agrees to, is what the board ratifies or sends it back.
So, Alan, I think what we do here is we just take out the added sentences. We can make a comment in the public comment tool. But just like, and I'll create the analogy, we don't say anywhere that the GNSO Council cannot pick and choose recommendations. Just like we don't say that.
Yeah, okay.
We can't, the board cannot. But I don't like this sentence in here because I don't agree with the fact that it's not within our remit to prescribe what the board must or should do. I think that sends the wrong message. So I think we just delete the insertion and in the public comment tool just basically say that although we would like to see this in place, we understand that we don't like the bylaws that apply to the board.
I can live with that.
Yeah, something like that. But I don't want, in here, the way it's written, it basically is saying it weakens our recommendation, and I don't think that's what we want to do. Margie?
I just wanted to clarify, because I think what Alan said about the board voting on the GNSO recommendations is just not true. I think the bylaws, the way they're written, say that the board has to, if it disagrees, it has to disagree by a supermajority if the GNSO Council adopted it by a supermajority, but there was never in the prior bylaws a requirement that the board has to adopt them as is. So I just wanted to clarify that because it sounded like, unless I misunderstood what Alan was saying.
I certainly didn't mean they had to adopt them, but I thought that they had to either adopt them or reject them in whole.
No, I'm not aware of a rule that says that. And you've got to remember, too, that you've got, at some point, there's the advice process, right? So the GAC and the ESAC and, you know, at large, whoever wants to, you know, provide advice to the board, you know, there's that plays into it as well. So as far as I know, I'm not aware of any rule that requires it to be all or nothing or even that requires the board to adopt it. Certainly there's different voting thresholds depending upon the vote within the GNSO Council.
Yeah, but that implies that the board could adopt a consensus policy which is different from what the GNSO adopted. And I would have thought that the registries would have a problem with that. I don't want to speak on behalf of David, but I would have thought that violates the whole concept that it must be a bottom-up process if the board can unilaterally change.
But there's a specific procedure in place if the board decides to deviate, and they have to give reasons and have to have a dialogue with the GNSO Council. So there is a different steps involved there should they decide that it's not in the interest. I think there's certain language if it's not in the interest of, I don't know exactly what it says, but there's a...
So does deviate mean pick and choose in addition to changing the actual content?
I would think so, yeah. I think there's a possibility of doing that, and that's also possible at the GNSO Council level as well, as we've already, you know, kind of seen, and I don't think we changed that in this report.
Okay, I'll withdraw.
So, and I would also think that if they pick and chose certain ones, they are, and they don't say we're going to look at the others later, I think they're implicitly rejecting the others. And if they are rejecting the others, then they have to follow all of the mandated procedures.
Okay.
So where are we now? So on that one, Marika, I think we're just going to delete that added language.
Okay, and I'll update it then as well in the public comment review tool.
Right.
So there's in regards to moving on page 39, I think here on point B, there's a clarification as well that it's not specifically included in the new Annex A. D is updated as well as a result of the review of the public comments. And then we move into the new Annex A. There are the changes on page 41. That's the language we discussed last week on the board providing a mechanism by which a GNSO Council can consult with the board once they've requested an issue report.
Isn't it kind of almost the reverse? The board should provide a mechanism by which it consults with the council, as opposed to providing a mechanism by which the GNSO Council can consult with the board.
What line number are we on?
1043.
Yeah. I think what we said was that the board should I'm trying to remember the exact language, but provide a liaison, or it should appoint someone or a liaison to discuss.
No, I think Avery was quite firm that she wanted to be a mechanism and not specify. I mean, I'm flexible on the it consult, but I think the idea was this would only be used if the GNSO Council feels a need to discuss it further. If it's very clear the request and maybe it was discussed before, there is really no need to have such a mechanism. I thought it was more the other way around, that if the council feels that, well, you know, we have too much work and we don't really understand what you're asking for, that's the point where the council wants to have a discussion with the board.
Yeah, I think what's there is exactly what we decided, because remember, we said this isn't prior to the event, because the board may on the fly make a motion to do this. But therefore, the onus is on the board to set up a mechanism by which the GNSO Council can ask questions, get clarifications, whatever.
All right.
I think this accurately reflects what we said.
Okay, never mind. I'll withdraw then. Okay.
So moving on then to page 42, here an update as well as a result of the public comment period, so to change PDP manual to bylaws. And here's where we've changed the staff manager to ICANN staff. I think we discussed it as well, that the opinion in the issue report is not just a one-person opinion, but usually consulted by internal.
Language left over from a different era.
Right.
Yep.
So moving on then, page 44, language added again as a result of the public comments.
Paul, you have a question? Paul?
No, sorry, Jeff.
That's okay. Okay. Go on.
Right,
okay.
Another change there, changing the percentage to the fraction. Same on page 46. And then we move in the PDP manual. So page 47, again, an occasion where I've removed council, because I think it's a GSO as a whole that provides advice in advance of a vote. And also the tab. And moving on. Again, just some updates to reflect as well on page 50, for example, updating as well what has already been changed in the proposed annex. Updating on page 52 to reflect as well the recommendations on the removal of voting and the written request. There's some further updates on percentage versus fraction. Let's see if there's anything else substantial here. I think most of the things here reflect basically the changes we've made in previous recommendations. So I think that's it for the bulk of the report. Then you'll see as well that I've created a new Annex C where it's the idea to include the public comment review tool once we finalize that. To include it there together with the other annexes, and I've also created a new annex that includes the recommendations as requested by the registry stakeholder group. And I think that's basically it when it comes to the changes in the report.
Marika, okay. you're including the final review tool in here also, right?
Yes, correct. I've already created, Annex C, I believe.
I realized in going over the Pender report yesterday that the final review tool didn't get included in the report, so I just want to make sure it is here.
Yeah, it was included as a link. I actually checked on that because that report. Yeah, so here, because we've included the other ones, I'll include it here as well. Now I've just included a placeholder, but once we have that finalized, the idea is on page 131.
The problem is including links to wikis is when we change the wiki next time, the links will all be dead. And we will change the wiki again one day. I fought yesterday for an hour looking for some documents that are still pointed to in the social text wiki. And
yeah.
Okay. So
I hope we're not changing anytime soon, though.
Yeah. Well.
Just to also ask, the charts are still correct. We should look at those on pages 5 and 6 or 6 and 7. I can't remember which. Yeah, 6 and 7. On page 6, at least in Adobe, there's this kind of number 129 on the corner there, but I don't see it in the Word version.
Yeah, that's the line number. I don't know why. There's probably an enter there or something. I think it's the line number that comes up there.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Because on the second page, on page 7, you'll see as well 130, 131. I think that's just the line number.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see the thing here to change is actually the percentage to fractions. I haven't done that there.
Okay. All right, so everyone is reminded to get their comments in no later than Sunday. I'm just thinking of whether I have to call another consensus call then as well. I think I do.
I think we should.
So on... I know it's a short turnaround, but if we're asking for everything to be in by Sunday, if I do it first thing on Monday, if we can get all responses in by close of business your time, whatever your time is, on Tuesday, that would be great.
Yeah, so Jeff, what I can do, so basically based on what comes in by Sunday evening, I can probably update the report so that you have a final version to send out with a consensus call when you wake up on Monday, your time.
Great. And then I'll send that out, and then hopefully everyone, knock on wood, will respond by Tuesday. I'll be bugging everyone, too.
Marika, will the red line be this red line augmented or a red line of this one clean?
I'm not really clear what you mean.
Will we be able to readily see what changes you've made as a result of today's call?
Yes, I'm planning to do that today and hopefully get that out later this evening. And then I can send that together with an email telling everyone, now please send in your comments by Sunday, end of your day. The only thing is if you can send me suggested language, for that specific section, if you can do that.
Yeah, I'm running out now, but I'll do it sometime later in my day.
Marika, how much of a pain would it be to do two red lines or to somehow for those that have not read the report, is to basically do a red line from the original final report, and then for Alan and a couple others that have read it, to do a red line of just what was changed on this call.
Do whatever's reasonable for the majority in that case.
So you want me to create two different versions?
No.
In such a short time frame, that's quite a pain. Taking into account there's a conference call today as well.
Actually, Marika, if you do it under a different username, if you can do that, I think then Word allows you to select changes by some people only. I'm not sure, though. Don't worry about me. Pretend everyone else. You can just do whatever is the right way for everyone else.
Well, I think in the end, we're going to have to have a red line compared to the final, the proposed final report. So let's just keep it that way.
I agree. So let's just keep it that way.
Got that, Marika?
Yep. That should be the problem.
All right, good. Anyone else with any comments?
No, questions? I got to run, so thank you, and I'll get you something to the list later today.
Well, thank you for our last call, everyone. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Thanks, Marika.
Bye.